This is the January 9th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 30 minutes scheduled for the two properties. The hearing before us involves petition number 191 and 192 for property IDs 6514200 and 6514000. Board members present by video conference, or the property is owned, I'm sorry, by Stephen Berinsky and Cindy Berinsky. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weber. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Stephen here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
I was also trying to sign in. Go ahead.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be these hearings are will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has the same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your
Well, I was trying to sign in to the web for the meeting through this I guess we're all becoming virtual human beings nowadays. I don't think my email address was recognized, so I guess we just talked on the phone. Everything has gone so Zoom recently, but anyhow, I guess pertaining to both properties, we saw an increase of, I think it was 60-some% in the value, and that just seems very high for the market. In looking at some of this information, this market tracker information I've gotten from a local realtor, we're seeing the kind of, they're experiencing the kind of increases that I related in my appeal, which are in that neighborhood of 16-17%. But, you know, it seems like the assessor has to make a determination at some certain time during the year. And I think that certain time during the year kind of coincided with the hiccup in the market. I think we can all acknowledge that there was some inflationary factors going on that really jumped everything up. And over time, things are now settling down. And there was just a huge drop in the market, you know, back in June. Of course, you know, like I said, all these appeals have to be determined, or not appeals, evaluations have to be taken as a snapshot in time. But I think if we're paying taxes on a property, it should be something close to their actual value at that time. And that's, you know, I'm just not seeing 60% increases in land value. I mean, if there was, everybody from California would be up here cashing in. But that was supposed to be a joke. But yeah, I think the more realistic land value increases are probably in that 16-17% range. And I've seen that month after month. Of course, I can't show you all these market tracker figures, but that's what is pretty much coming out. And, you know, I guess in relation to the house at 507 East Jones Street, you know, it's being compared to properties that I don't know if I even appealed that value, because unfortunately I think I've lost the file that I sent you. But it's, you know, it's 100, nobody really knows how old that house is. It's way over 100 years old. And it's being compared to, you know, houses that have been built much more recently. So, you know, increases in value there, I think, should be subject to a little bit of limitation. It hasn't been upgraded. You know, there's no dishwasher, anything like that. But my primary focus on both properties was that jump in land value. And one of the comparables that the county provided sold under a deed that was totally foreign to me. It was some kind of like a commercial deed, you know, where these are residential properties. I think they, you know, they should be compared in like kind. So that pretty much summarizes it for the land value figures. And then at the property 110 South Raymond's, there was a outbuilding that the assessor put a value on in 2023 for 2024 taxes that we weren't aware of. And this outbuilding has been being demoed for 2 years. You know, it just was old and not really functional. It was falling apart, so it needed to be gotten rid of. And in April, I pretty much completed that demolition. But when I notified the assessor's office about it, that's when they informed me they had placed a value on it. I said, well, you know, you need to take that value off. It doesn't exist anymore. And instead, they looked at these aerial photos that were a couple of years old and said, oh, yeah, the building's still there. And I said, no, it's not still there. So I ended up taking a picture, which, you know, that's fine. I took a picture of the site and showing it was gone and sent it to them. And they seemed like they still wanted to argue about it. But it really didn't have any value to putting a value figure on in the first place. And if there was, we should have been notified, which we weren't. But I can't remember what the exact figure was, $4,000 or $5,000. But that didn't get taken off for the 2025 taxes that was left on. So that figure needs to come off, because that building just doesn't exist anymore. So that's basically it. I guess I'll try to answer any questions you have.
That building you're talking about is not shown on their comparison sheet when they compare them to other comps.
Yeah, it's shown on. There is a lack of information on that. All I had is emails that the assessor's office told me they put a value and what the value was that they put on it. But it was a surprise to me.
I just had one comment about your appeal. There's a form when you pull your information off the website to file your appeal. There's a comparative property sheet. In the left-hand column, you list mm-hmm. the details on your home, and then you find comps that support why you think your home is valued. And we didn't get one of those for either property. And that's what we're looking for, is comparable properties that sold in the right time frame. I understand you sent us this market. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what was so difficult, because both of these properties are so unique that they really kind of stand on their own. There's not really any comparables.
Well, you just need to do the best you can do, even if you have to, you know, one's a little larger or one's on a little more property or less property, or you just need to do the best you can do so we have something to work with to actually establish a market value on your home. And in this case, we didn't get any of that.
Well, and also I talked to several realtors and they say it's very, very difficult to separate land value from house value when you have the two together.
Yeah.
They couldn't even tell me how to do it. So that's kind of an arbitrary or subjective way of valuing property, and trying to find comparables was just, you know, it's just not the normal situation on either of these properties.
Well, I would just
so I'm just I had to basically go by I basically just had to go by what the market was telling me, that actual sales of all properties in this zip code and what they're seeing in this appreciation or depreciation is what I had to go by.
I don't have any other comments.
No, I have no other questions. Gloria, you have anything?
I'm good.
So do you folks acknowledge the fact that there is value put on a structure that doesn't exist?
Well, there is a, it wasn't there, or was there, I guess, at January 1st, and until that's gone, they can't deal with it as being a gone structure unless you have a definite plan or a definite notification that the structure is being demolished. It was there at the beginning of the year, so it is part of the value of the property. Now, whether it's valued correctly or not, I have no idea.
Well, you're saying it was there at the beginning of January 2024. It wasn't there at the beginning of January 2025. And I thought the assessor, since they came out... Yeah, I just thought with the assessor, I don't know when they... conduct their revaluations, but we got the change of value notice in the spring. So they were notified that this structure was removed prior to their sending out their valuation of change or whatever that's called. So I'm not sure when they look at the market.
They look at it at the early part of the year, around the January 1st period, and that's when they make their determinations. So it was there when they looked at the property, and this is just as what they use as a benchmark to value the property for taxes that year. It clearly should not be in there for 2025 taxes, so it'll disappear next year.
Well, it needs to disappear for this year, right? Because it doesn't exist.
So as of 1/1/24,
if they're looking at it,
was it still there as of 1/1/24?
It wasn't there as much as it was the year prior. Because, like I said, it was a process of getting a demolition. But I don't, like I said, I thought they would have probably figured their, what's that? Well,
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I heard something in the background. Yeah, I don't know when they take their, snapshot of values and make their determination, if that's in January. There was a part of that building that still existed, but it didn't come to light that they'd added a value to that, which I think they had in all rights should have notified us that they were placing a value for the first time in 34 years on a structure that was being demolished. But I'd be paying taxes on something that doesn't exist for 2025, and that's why I had to file this appeal, because that figure needs to come off of this. That needs to be a determination of the board here that value needs to be removed.
I don't know. In your appeal, I'm looking to see.
We got it.
Yes.
Are you talking about the one? It's on. It's not on the Reynolds property. It's on the other property, right?
Yeah, it was on the Raymond's property, 110 South Raymond's.
I don't see anything on there that they've got. I see an outbuilding.
Well, no,
on...
they,
on the other property.
Right. They didn't, I guess from what emails I received from them, they didn't like list it separately, because I would have picked that up. I guess they just added a value to it, and they just included it with the house. It was my understanding. Is the assessor's office available to talk about this?
For the Raymond's property, to clarify, on the property information card, they're valuing the improvement of a mobile home and a mobile home attached garage. And it would have been in that sheet I sent you, but we don't see another structure. If you're talking about the property with the mobile home, there's just the mobile home and the attached garage that's being valued, as far as we can see.
Well, exactly.
On the Jones,
that's what confuses me about this whole thing. Because, you know, they said they added a value to that structure that was removed, but it didn't show up, you know, and it was not transparent.
On the Jones property, they show an outbuilding of $7,432.
Okay. Yeah, that exists on the 507 okay. East Jones property.
So they don't show the other property having a building on it. So they've taken it off.
I know that's what's caused all this confusion and resulted in this appeal was. They're admitting on email that they put a value on that structure, and then they, when it was removed, well, of course, I'm rehashing old facts, you know, they've contested the fact that I removed it, and I showed them a picture and saying, here, it's gone, there's nothing but dirt here.
Okay, we're telling you that it does not show up on the valuation sheets that they gave us, so it doesn't exist. It wouldn't have been added into it.
Well, I don't understand why they would tell me that they added it, and then they're saying that they didn't add it, but they had the figure apparently absorbed into the value of the mobile home. I don't know what exactly they did. I had to deal with them arguing about whether it existed or not. Like, I don't know how they do their calculations, but you know, they admitted in an email that they added this value, but it was never removed. But we were never notified it was put there either. So there's all this ambiguity of what's going on.
They've indicated they've taken it off. It's on the sheet that we have, so it's gone. Anyway, I have no further questions.
Well,
nor do I.
Did they reduce the value that they put on the property?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, then we're covered. So, you know, at the time I filed this appeal, that was not very clear.
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
Bye.
I'll check the notices in the PIC, but it does look like they might have... I don't know if they received a new notice of value, but the original assessor's determination was 310-667, so that part I highlighted for you. That was moved down to 305, and the new valuation seems to be what they're discussing in that All right, this is the January 9th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before us, we will be reviewing late files submitted to the Clark County Board of Equalization for the 2024 assessment year. Our first one we'll be looking at is a good cause request form from Woodland Trust. This was submitted on December 6th, 2024. It is for property ID 98605942. They used Reason Code E, which Reason Code E states the taxpayer was unable to file the petition by the filing deadline because of a delay or a loss related to the delivery of the petition by postal service. They said, I submitted this good cause request firstly acknowledging it's late. Myself and my family are regrettable a part of the address confidentiality program in the state of Washington, which means all our mail routes through Olympia, arriving to us about a week after it normally would if it didn't have to go through Olympia. So I list reason code E, but honestly acknowledge it's a weak excuse for not submitting this paperwork in the 60 window. That said, I still am humbly requesting the county accept my petition and fully understand if you decline. Thank you for your time and consideration. So,
there. I didn't know there was. I guess maybe some people have to have that for some reason. Like if you're famous or something, or notorious, or a celebrity, or.
What do they have? What do they have to have?
Address, so privacy.
They said their mail is routed through, I'll share my screen. They said their mail is routed through Olympia, which delays their mail by a week because of the address confidentiality program.
They're in the witness protection program.
That's possible, yeah.
That's a good argument. I've never heard that one before. I'm going to try that if I ever don't get something in the mail.
I mean, this was submitted on December 6th. And they do have a 60-day window, and it would, the notice of value is dated. They turn in their notice of value. Let's see. They did not turn in a notice of value, which kind of means this is an incomplete petition. But they had an October 3rd notice of value is what they're stating.
October 3rd.
So the deadline would have been December.
I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't know what you two want to do, but... Gloria, are you muted?
No, I'm right here.
Okay, good. Dan, are you looking up the RCWs?
No. I'm not sure that qualifies. I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me.
Because you've never heard of it? The address...
Probably.
Address confidentiality program. I'm just...
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it was delayed. The mail was delayed a bit. I guess it doesn't fall under the reason code E that the taxpayer was unable to file by the deadline because of a delay or loss related to the delivery of the petition. So... I guess your question is, would it have affected them submitting by December 2nd, depending on when they received the notice of value?
Well, no, I wouldn't think so. I'm so delayed a few days. What?
So there is an address confidentiality program, offers survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, or whatever, how to apply, about us. What is, how to qualify for the address confidentiality? They left the abuser and live at an unknown address. I mean, the mail was delayed because of the confidentiality program, not.
Yeah, but not that long. I mean, they got it.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
And how late was this filing?
We received it December 6th, and the deadline was December 2nd, so 4 days.
But they received, okay, if they got a delay and it was supposedly issued on October 6th, you said?
The notice of value would have been initially mailed out on October 3rd.
Okay, so they still had 45 days instead of 60 days.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I say I don't think it qualifies. But
I'm willing to let it go.
I am too.
I mean,
maybe they were in the process of all their
moving into their new home.
Yeah. Who knows what was going on?
I mean, I don't.
I'll go on record as saying if Ricky yells at us, then it's your fault, not mine.
Perfect. And it's not Al's.
No. This is our last batch of late files before we discuss new late file policies.
So Ricky would be willing to let somebody be killed rather than be late on their petition.
I know.
Yeah, well, I mean,
people I know have you like Ricky, and I do too, but she'd still be willing to let someone be killed rather than be laid.
Okay, let's not get carried away here. Yeah. Let's allow it and let go forward.
Okay, our next one is property ID 92150000 by Nadashda and Yuri Marenko. They submitted a good cause request as well. They did not give a specific reason code. Instead, they said, please, sir, madam, thank you for taking the time to review my hour request. I was trying to submit the petition on the Board of Equalization in a timely manner and good faith. Due to unforeseen and extenuating circumstances with our family described below, we are late. We were dealing with severe illness, medical condition of a widowed father, which could have claimed his life at any moment. It required emergency hospitalization that lasted a month. While they were dealing with this, the long road to recovery, family members' commitments in handling the situation, it looks like they're using illness. They submitted this email on December 3rd, which would have been past the 60-day deadline. They were late by one day.
I would allow it. I mean, it's due to family illness.
Yep.
Yeah, and that one seems to match. Okay, good. Our last one that is an individual one is from Matthew Hoffman. This is another good cause request form. This is for parcel number 1988836005. Oh, Mr. Hoffman wrote in cursive. Let me zoom in.
I can read it.
On or about December 7th, my wife found a few dozen unopened USPS envelopes in her cookbook drawer, and some of the letters were up to 8 months old. We believe that my elderly mother-in-law with late-stage Alzheimer's put letters in the drawer on a random basis. We keep our mail on the counter a couple feet from the drawer. One of the mail items was my notice of value. And to kind of expand, he spoke to me on the phone. It sounded as if he did not write a reason code, but he sounded as if he meant the reason code for illness with his mother's Alzheimer, who they are now, I mean, I guess rehoming is not the term, but putting
in the no, it's place. Not the term.
he didn't specify illness, but I think that is the reason he referenced.
I think that's reasonable. Hey, I've lived with someone with dementia. They didn't have Alzheimer's, but I'm telling you, it can be tricky. Dan's reading the RCWs again.
No. Okay. Allow it.
Okay. Those three are allowed. So we now have, I'm going to do what I did last time and read them all together and let you all decide at the end. We have six of them. They will all be commercial appeals using the good cause request form, reason G, which says the taxpayer was not sent a change of value notice under RCW 8440045 for the current assessment year and can demonstrate the property value did not change from the previous assessment year. All these appeals were submitted with the Property Information Center page showing that they are commercial parcels that did not receive a notice of value but did not change their value. So here we go. The first one we have is from Mike Burns. It is for the property Knolls Kilo 105 LP. This is tax parcel 12604300. The next one is also from Mike Burns. It is for MG Health Apartments, LLC, property ID 11501000. The next one is for U.S. Bank, submitted by Mike Burns, again, of Ryan. This is property ID 92008532. Then we have another Mike Burns from Ryan Property, Tieft Vancouver Free Owner, LLC. He has three tax parcels in this one. They are 12646600, 98605173, and 98605174. The next one, still Mike Burns of Ryan, the Vancouver 4400 Building LLC for tax parcel number 16054600. And finally, we have from Mike Burns of Ryan Properties, or Ryan Agency, Rise Properties, also known as West Wind Limited Partnership for property ID 189393000. And again, these are all using reason code G that their value did not change from last year, but the assessor's office did not send a notice of value, which they've all shown from the Property Information Center.
Well, if that's a valid reason, then I think we should take them.
Yep, I agree.
Alrighty. In fact, we have to.
didn't you already have that argument with the assessor's office?
Yes. So we do, DOR says we do have to open these. We just didn't get to these last time because we were waiting on their letters of authorization. They were not deemed complete appeals without that letter of authorization. But they did get these for these properties. We're waiting on two more, which we might review later. But yes, these are all valid appeals. And as you said, they can be opened. So we are good to go.
So the assessor's office argued that they shouldn't be open?
Hold on. Can we close the hearing first? And then I'll talk to you.
Yeah, close the hearing.
This is the January 9th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition 183 for property ID 149752013. The property is owned by James Sodry. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, Lisa Bonner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant. No detailed quantitative information was provided by the appellant for board review, and the assessor's evidence included three comparable sales, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the January 9th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 184 for property ID 149752011. The property is owned by James Sodry. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. The no detailed quantitative information was provided by the appellant for board review, and the assessor's evidence included four comparable sales, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the January 9th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 187 for property ID 140681000. The property is owned by Lauren and Greg Smith. Board members present by video conference are Gloria Matthews, Lisa Bonner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Lauren here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you can please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal. Let me just ask a quick question. Did you get a notice from them saying they reduced it to $1,110,000?
No, I did not. I'm sorry. Yes, I did. That was part of the, from 1139. Yes, I did. I was thinking it had come afterwards, but it was their original response.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead. You're asking for $1,054,800, correct?
Yes, that is what I originally asked for. But then when they sent me their property appraisal information sheet for 2024, it doesn't support their numbers, not even, not the 1139064, which was their original assessment, or the 110 reduced value. The sheet that they gave me, when you add up the adjusted value and the detached garage and the property land, it adds up to 1047642 as a total. And I provided a copy of that sheet in my response, second response. Can you see what I'm looking at?
Is that the one dated October 25th? Here's the letter.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't know why that is.
I would assume I'm entitled to know how they valued my property, but they didn't give me that because this sheet doesn't show how they valued my property. It shows a different number.
Yeah, I tried to get to that number too, and I couldn't get to it.
Yeah, so I'm kind of left in the dark here in terms of arguing against their number because I don't know how they came up with it. And they were supposed I requested the information.
That sheet is probably outdated because they sent in the sheet that talks about it at 110, they sent you comparable properties. And from that, they derived a value of 110, 1,000,110.
Okay, well, I still would like to know how they came up with that number other than these comparables and how they, because I look at these comps and I can't tell their pluses and minuses. I can't tell how exactly they came up with that. I mean, the square footage, for example, I mean, I understand that there's going to be an adjustment on square footage on these properties, but they're not a uniform dollar amount on any of them. So I'm not sure, you know, how that came about. I don't understand the market value adjustment at all because they basically took the land out of the equation by just assuming all of the comps have the same exact value for the land.
Right.
And I don't understand the logic behind that because not all 5-acre lots are equivalent. They're just not.
I agree with you. I don't understand why they do that either, but that's what they give you for comparables, and then they adjust the other ones based on a price per square footage for the most part.
Yeah, and the square footage numbers aren't wildly different if you divide the adjustment by the number of square feet, but they're.
Yeah.
But they are different, and that's not exactly the same, and I don't understand that. And it would have helped me tremendously if I had gotten that appraisal thing that showed, you know, how they did my square footage and numbers that came up with their number. And anyway, other than what I submitted to you guys, I don't have anything more to offer other than my confusion with this, the way they did this.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't have any questions.
No, I don't have any other questions. I don't know if I should bother venting or not at all, but I get a little angry every year when I do these, when I get my property assessments and look at the comps, because they never use the sales value to assess the property that was just sold. Sometimes it's higher, sometimes it's lower. It's, you know, 99% of sales are arm's length transactions. I don't understand why they don't just adjust them to the sales price, but that's not relevant to my property. I just notice these things as I'm doing my looking for comps.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yep, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.